Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir Man Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masechet Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Vav Amud Bet in the middle of our discussion of the citizens who don't have a chelek in Olam Ba. We finished the long discussion over two podcasts about Bilam, and now we're going to look at Doeg. Doeg is a character who shows up really only a couple times in the story of David, once when he was introduced as Abir Haroim Asher L'Shaul, which evidently means some sort of a security chief. He's in Nov when David appears and asks for food, and therefore he rats out the people of Nov, and that's why they're all killed for supposedly helping David in his supposed alleged insurrection against Shaul, which of course is not true. And later on, he is the one who kills the people of Nov as a result. That's pretty much his story. Ktiv Doeg, Ktiv Doeg. And the second time his name appears, it's written Doeg, even though it's pronounced Doeg. What does that mean? It says in the Midrashic take, Doeg is a Talmid Chacham. We've already seen that before. He's an expert halachist. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is worried that he's going to go sour. Once he went sour, Amar Vai Shiatza Zeh. So Doeg is like, oi. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. My dichtiv mati tel abrahagi bor chesed el kol ayom. What does that pasuk mean? So the drush is, Amar Lakadosh Baruch Hu Doeg. Said Doeg, lo gibor b'torah, aren't you a gibor in Torah? Mati tel abrahagi, why take praise of bad things? Why glorify yourself for doing bad things? Lo chesed el natoy alecha kol ayom. Don't you have my chesed over you all day? Rabbi Yitzchak, my dichtiv Hashem alim alecha sefer l'chukai. Pasuk in Tehillim, by the way, the previous pasuk is from Tehillim Nun Bet, which is introduced before Elav Doeg HaDomi. When Doeg came and ratted out David to Shaul. So that's the context. This parak, which doesn't mention Doeg, says, Lasha Mar Elohim, God says to the Rasha, why are you talking my laws? Why are you speaking about my laws? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Doeg HaRasha, Ma Lecha L'Saper Chukai, why are you speaking of my laws? Shatam HaGila Parshat Meratzchim Parshat Misaper Lashon Hara, Ma Ata Doresh Bahem. We're going to see an interesting take back on that in a little while. What do you say when you get to the Parsha of killers, when you're a killer, or slanderers, which you're one of those. Atisavri ti alepicha, you carry my brit on your lips, you talk about my brit? Yami ain't torato shel doeg ela misafav alachutz, meaning his Torah was lip motion, it was from the mouth outwards, it was insincere. Rami Yitzchak, my dichtiv yiru tzadikim yirov alav yischaku, tzadikim see and are afraid. And then they laugh, itchila yirov vasof yischaku. First they're afraid of him, but then they laugh when they see what happens to him. It's like my dichtiv, Chayil Balav Eikan Enu Mibitno Yerushenu El. He swallowed up an army and vomited them up, or wealth and vomited it up, and God inherits him from the Beten. David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let him die. Amarlo Chayil Balav Eikan Enu, he has vomited up a whole army. Malfana Mibitno Yerushenu El. So you take him from the Beten. It's like my dichtiv, Gamalitats Chalanetzach. God should cut you off forever. HaKadosh Baruch Hu David. Neite Doeg Lal Medat. It's an interesting take. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to David, please let Doeg come to Olam Haba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you should cut him off forever, meaning for future life. He will move you out of the tent and uproot you forever. If Selah means that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lemur Shmata Ben Midrashim Yishmei. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to David, let them at least say his words in the base medrash in his name. Amalfanav David said, Yachtacha v'yisachacha me'oel. Let him be wiped out from the tent, in the tent of Torah. Le'avalei bonim derabanan. Let him have at least sons who are students. V'shereshcha me'eretzcha himself. Let him be uprooted, meaning his roots, his branches, everything. V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak Ma'edichtiv, this pasuk in Yeshaya, Ayeh sofer, ayeh shokel, ayeh sofer tamigdalim. Meaning, ayeh sofer kol teot shebetorah. Where is the one who knows how to count all the letters? Ayeh shokel, shokel kol kamer chomer shabbatoi. He's able to weigh all the kamer chomer. Ayeh sofer ta migdalim. What is the man? Shaya sofer shtosh miyot halachot psukot migdala porech ba'avir. He knew how to darshan 300 halachot, just about the halacha in Ohalot, about a raised tent, a tent that's up in the air. Amar Rebbe, arbami abayi bo doeg v'achitov migdala porech ba'avir. So now we continue on this. Rebbe said, Doeg and Achitov were able to pose 400 difficult questions about that case. They couldn't solve any one of them. It's big thing to be able to ask questions. After all, Bashani to Rav Yehuda, Kulei Tunei Ben Nezikin, when it came in Rav Yehuda's years in Pumadita, they only learned Nezikin. We were able to learn Uktzin and every other Mishnah. Uktzin is the end of Taharot. When Rav Yehuda got to one of the last Mishnah in the Uktzin, different question which one, he would say, I don't get this. It's like the most difficult things that Rav and Shmuel taught, his Rabbeim. We have 13 different rows of study just in Uktzin. Those were for greater masters. Rav Yehuda would take off one shoe and it would rain. In other words, he had a great connection with God. We scream out, nobody pays attention to us. Meaning that the ability to ask good questions, have all this knowledge, is not the issue. HaKadosh Baruch Hu liba boy. God wants the heart. Dichtiv Adonai Yireh Lalevav. Because the context of that pasuk is very different. But the drush is God wants the heart. That's what he wants, sincerity. They weren't able to understand learning. You just said that we said that that pasuk in Yeshayahu, where are the great thinkers, where are the great knowers, is about doeg and achitov. And you say they didn't know how to learn? What it means is they did not, were not successful in having their approach accepted as halacha. God's secret is those who fear him. You can be brilliant, but if you don't fear God, you're not going to win the day in the base medrash. Doeg did not die before he forgot all of his learning. He dies without any musar and as a fool. He got sarat. How do I know that? Shinemar, watch this. Everybody who leaves you, you have cut off. Tivata matzvitut. And that same word, litzameit, to cut off, is used in the context of Parsha Bahar of selling the land. You can't sell it in perpetuity. Targumin lachalutin. What's the targum on that word? Lachalutin, forever. Utanan ma bein bein muskar umuchlat. A mitzora is called a mitzora muchlat. We've used that term many times. So make a three-jump connection, and Doeg was Mitzorah, ala priyal from okay. Now, Riochanan, Shlosha malachei chabalan, Yitav nolav Doeg. Doeg had three malachim to come and hurt him. Chad shikeach talmudo, one made him forget his Talmud, as we saw. Chad shisaraf nishmato, one burned him up to the inside. Chad shbizera afro, b'beit ha'nekezim ha'tabin yirashot. The other one spread his ashes in all of Batei Med. Yochanan, he disagrees with this whole thing. Doeg and Achitofel didn't learn together. They had nothing to do with each other. They didn't live at the same time. Doeg made Shaul, Achitofel made David. They're in different times. And the other thing is, neither one of them lived a long life, as per the Pasuk. He lived 34 years. And Achitofel lived only 33 years. Now we've slid sort of quietly into studying about Achitofel. Originally, David referred to Achitofel as his Rebbe. Then he called him his colleague. Then he called him his student. Now, none of these psukim explicitly refer to Achitofel. You are my leader. We walk together. That's got the that's the closest one that would be connected to Achitofel, because he said he has ambushed me, the one I trusted ambushed me. Remember whom Achitofel is. We'll actually get into this a little bit later. Let's take a look at this piece first. Very famous piece. A person should never put himself in the place of a test. Shari David Melech Yisrael v'yatzmon l'day nisyon nichshal. David set himself up for a test and failed. Amar lefanav. Ron shalom minei ma'am re'elohei Avraham Yitzchak v'lo Yaakov v'inomim Elohei David. Why is there no Elohei David in tefillah? Amar inu min suli. God said because they were tested. Atma min suli. You weren't tested. Amar lefanav. Ron shalom. B'cheni v'naseini. Test me. Shemar b'cheni adonam v'naseini. Amar min senelach. I'm going to test you. V'avid na milta badach. I'm going to do something for you. Delidhu lo hodatinu v'ilu ana kam adonalach. I didn't tell him what the test would be. I'm going to tell you what the test will be. Sinalach midvar erva. It's going to be a sexual test. A test of sexual morality. Miyad, what happened? Vahila etayar vayakom David miyal mishkavot. It was towards the end of the day, and David got up from his bed, and that's when he sees Bathsheba bathing. Rabbi Yehuda shafach mishkavot shalayla mishkavot shalyom. What happened was David, as a tactic, switched his day and night, meaning that he started sleeping with his wives during the day instead of at night. So the idea is that he would be satiated, and then, therefore, when he was tempted, he wouldn't give in. And he forgot an important rule, which is Eivar Katan Yesh Badam. A man has a small member. If you satiate him, he's hungry. But on the other hand, if you starve him, he's satisfied. Meaning that that acting on sexual appetite doesn't satisfy it, really creates more of a hunger. Okay. Continuing the story, he sees this woman bathing while he's on his roof. What's the story behind it? Batsheva was washing her hair underneath either a cone or a mat or something to protect her, so nobody would see. Ata Satan idmelei kitziparta. So the Satan came and appeared to be like a bird to David. Patach begeira. So David took out an arrow to shoot the bird. Again, this is the second time we've seen this in our parak. David hunting an animal. Strange. Patkala chalta bayak. He missed and he hit the mat that fell. Igle v'chazia. He saw her. Miyad v'yisach David v'yidros l'sha. And so immediately David sought after her and he sent people to get her. V'yivar halozat bat sheva bat eliyam esh to riachiti. So they told her who she was. They told him who she was. And whatever that may mean, if she was being taheret, she went back to her house. Says, you tested me, and I wish the thing had not passed my mouth. What does that mean? I wish there was a bit that would have gone into my mouth, a muzzle would have gone into my mouth, would not have said this thing, which is, who is Batsheva? Right, or would said, please test me. Darash Rava, my dichtiv amaseach David v'adonai chasiti eich tomin nafshi hod nudi hachem tzipor, this strange thing where he says, I trust God, don't say to me that your mountain moves like a bird. What does that mean? Amar David HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Shalom, b'choli ala tovon, forgive me for this sin, shalo yomru, har shabachem tzipor nidato. The people shouldn't say, this great mighty mountain, David, was moved by a bird story. Now this is from Perek Nun Aleph in Tillim, which is presented as when what David said when Natan came to him to rebuke him for this terrible sin. Strange pasuk. I sinned against you so that you would be justified. What does that mean? Gal yevyedia kamach. You know the boyt michpe liyitzrei. If I wanted to subdue my yetzara, havekafine, I could have done so. Elamena, I said, Lo lemro avda zachil mari. I don't want people to think that I'm better than you. You said you'd test me. For me to pass the test in a way shows you up. Darashrava maidichti, we have a parallel piece. Kani letzela nachon machovina di tamit. Not a parallel piece, we'll see in a parallel later. Meaning, I am ready for my tzela, and tzela here being taken from breishit bet, my side or my rib, and my pain is with me always. What does that mean? Batsheva was always supposed to be David's. Shabai loved Machol, but she came to him through pain, meaning in the wrong way. Ela shachla paga, he ate her as an unripe fig, meaning he took her too early. What does all that mean? If you would tear my skin open, I wouldn't even bleed. I got nothing left. I fasted to kill my Yitzhara. What happens when the Beitin is sitting talking about Arba Mitot Beitin? They stop and they look at me and they say, David, what do you get for adultery? The answer is Chenek. But he has a Chelek Olamaba. If somebody embarrasses somebody else, ain't no Chelek Olamaba. David stands up to these guys. Parenthetically, when David was sick at the end of his life, he still was able to keep all 18 of his wives happy through conjugal relations. Even when I'm in pain, I still am on my bed every night. I see I'm set. Very strange pasuk. Strange drasha. David wanted to do avodah zarah. Why? We'll see in a minute. Shenemar. This is when David is leaving the city, going east and going up Har HaZeitim. He comes to the top, which is the place where people bow down to God, meaning if you approach Yerushalayim from the east, it's the first place you see the city, people would bow there. But the drasha is Ein Rosh Al Avodah Zarah. Rosh is a reference to Avodah Zarah from Hutzal Mereshe Didahav Tav, from the head of the image that is in Daniel with Nebuchadnezzar's idol. And so the Rosh is connected to that. What's going on? Rename the Katon Chushai, Ki Karu Kutaton, Amal Roshot. His friend Chushai meets him at that place, and he's in mourning. Amar David, Yomru Melech Shemotchai Avod Avodah Zarah? What, you want to do Avodah Zarah? People are going to say that about you? Well, Melech Shemotchai Argenu Benoso, David says back, would a king like me should have his own son kill him? Utav Yavod Avodah Zarah Leit Chalal Shev Shemayim Befar Hesya. I'd rather do Avodah Zarah rather than be Mechal Shev Shemayim. Meaning, if I do Avodah Zarah, then people say his kid killed him because he's doing Avodah Zarah. But if I'm loyal to God, people are going to say, what's God doing? Amar Mai Tamekonasi Yifator. So Chushai turns to him and says, why did you marry Yifator? Yifator, according to the Midrash, the reference is to Ma'acha, Avshalom's mother, who is Bat Melech Geshur. Amar Le Yifator, this is a very important piece in the whole Tamar Amnon take. Amar Le Yifator Rachmona Sharyin. Torah says Mutter. The Darshat Smuchin, but Chushai says, David, don't you know that juxtaposition in Sefer Dvarim is significant? What does it say next to Yifator? Not exactly next, nearby. You have Ben Soromora, meaning, and look what happened. You married Macha, you took her as a Fator, and look what Yabav Shalom was rebelling against you. What's David like? Like a Socher. What's he talking about? In Perek Yud Tet, which is very well known, it's said every Shabbat in Yom Tov morning as part of Psukei de Zimra. According to the Gaon, it's the Shishol Yom on Shavuot. Amar Dathne HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, he said at the end of that parak, Shkiyot Mi Yavin. Who knows about mistakes? Meaning, who can understand if somebody's done a mistake? Amar Shvikilach, God said, I forgive you for your mistake. I mean, Stavro Anakeni, all the things that are hidden. Shvikilach, I forgive you. Gami Zirim Chasoch Avdecha, also forgive me for the intentional thing. Shvikilach, I forgive you. Am Al Yim Shlu Vam Azetam. Let them not cover, not let them not take over me, and I'll be pure. To lo yishtal be rabbanon, I don't want the rabbanon to talk about me. Vikilach, I'll make sure that happens. And niketi v'pesha rav, I want to be cleansed from a great rebellion, meaning shaloi katev sorchani. I don't want this story written. Amarlo iefshar, I can't do that. God said, Uma yod shenatalti misarai omed v'tzoveach kamashanim. I took a yod from Sarai, and it's yelling at me for years that it wants to go back. Achabai Yeshua vasafta though. So Yeshua came along and I added it to his name. So certainly your whole story, which is already written, if I take it out, it's going to be yelling at me. I want to go back in Tanakh. So he said, okay, you have to leave the story in, but forgive me totally. In Mishle, your son is going to write, Hayachate ish eshpachekov gadalo tisarafna. Can you put a fire under your arm and your clothes don't get burned? Can you walk on coals and not burn your feet? Similarly, if you have adultery with somebody, you can't get cleansed. Am I lost? David says. Accept yisurin, accept afflictions, and I can forgive you. David accepted it. Marav, so what may be the yisurin? David had Sarat for 6 months. The Shechina left him. The Sanhedrin avoided. That was his affliction. How do we know Nitzareah? In that same parak of the Kaparaf and Batsheva, it says, cleanse me, give me expiation with the hyssop. And that, of course, is a reference to the Mitzora. How do we know the Shechina left him? Bring back your spirit to me. That's not in that parak. Let my friend, those who fear you, come back to me, those who know your laws. Now, Shishachar Shimon Alan, how do we know he was a Mitzora for 6 months? David was king for 40 years. Chevron 7, Yerushalayim is 33. But in earlier in Shmuel Bet, it says he was king in Chevron for 7.5 years. So the 6 months don't get reckoned in the end. So he must have gotten Sarat, and those 6 months don't count. So then David said, forgive me, Machulach, you're forgiven. Give me a sign so my enemies will know that you help me. I'm not going to let it be known in your lifetime. Let it be known in Shlomo's time. What happened? When Shlomo built the Beit HaMikdash, Levet Kodesh HaKodesh. We try to bring their own in. Tavku Sharim Zavazeh. The gates closed and refused to open. Rasim V'arba Aron Anot. He said 24 songs V'lo Na'ana. Amar, this is tied in, of course, with Tanit and the 24 Brachot and the Tanit. Su'u Sharim Rashichem Mizal Pitche Olam. This is 24th Mizmor. It still didn't work. It still didn't work. Kevan Shemar, he said the pasuk of Adonai Elohim, Al Tashev Pnei Mishichecha. So Achra L'Chastei David Avdecha. Remember the Chasadim of David? Miad Anat opened up. And that, Be'ota Sha'a, what happened? Nebchu Pnei Sonei David Kishulei Ktira. All of David's enemies got black like a pot. Baruch Hu forgave him for that sin. Okay, the last on our hit list is Gehazi. Gehazi, who was Elisha's servant, and one explicit fall was when Elisha healed Naaman, the Syrian general, and Naaman offered all sorts of gold and silver to Elisha, and Elisha refused to take it, and then Gehazi went after him to take it. How do we know? We have a pasuk in Malachim that Elisha went to Damascus. Why did he go to Damascus? I'm Rabbi Yochanan Shalach Lachzir Gehazi B'Tshuva, to bring Gehazi back. V'lo Chazar, it didn't work. Amar lo Chazor B'cha. Elisha said, Gehazi, come do Tshuva. Amar lo Kach Megumlan B'cha, you taught me. Achotech Machtit Rabim, Ein Maspik Me'ado Lasot Tshuva. If you sin and cause others to sin, you can't do tshuva. Let's see what it is he did so bad. My avad, ikadami evan shoyv talal lachatat yoravam. He took the calves of yoravam and put a magnet that had midav in shemaim laaretz and made it float in the air, making it look like a real divinity. Vikadami shame chakak b'fiyah. He put a shame in its mouth. Vaitam machreset v'omeret anochi v'lo yelachai. Got it to somehow recite the aseret hadibrot, and people all really convinced. The other possibility is he kept the students away from Elisha. Shinemar, Vayomru, Bnei Navim El Elisha, Ineam Akom Asher Anachu Yoshvimpo, the Fanechat Sarmimenu. The place where we're living is now too tight. What does that mean? Michlal Dan Hashta, Lohave Tsar. It wasn't so tight. It wasn't so small before. Meaning, before we didn't have many students. Once Gehazi was gone, we were able to have more students, and now we don't have room. Then he said to go build a new place. Tan Rabbanan, Leolam Te Smol Dochavi means Mekarev. Very important principle. When you have somebody you have to rebuke, push away with the left hand, but bring close to the right hand. Don't push away totally. Lo Ke Elisha Tachfolach Yechazi B'Shtei Adnaim. Not like Elisha pushed Gehazi away with both hands and was lost. And now we have a piece that is censored. V'lo Ki Yoshua and Prachya Shtachafo Li Yeshua Notzi B'Shtei Adab. And not like Yoshua and Prachya, who, by the way, lived in about 140, 150 BCE, pushed away Yeshua Notzri, and it's almost assuredly a different Yeshu, with both hands. We'll hear the story a little bit later. Now, how do we know Gehazi dichtiv? Vayomer Naaman, Hoel v'kach kikaraim. Naaman told Gehazi to take these two loaves of silver, these two cuts of silver. That's why we tzar kikaraim kasef. From Elav Elisha, and Elisha, when he got back, said, Me'ayin Gehazi, where you been? Vayomer lo alach avdecha nevana. He said, I haven't gone anywhere. You think I didn't wasn't there when the man got off his chariot? You think this is the time to take silver and to take clothes? He listed six other things that Gehazi never took. We'll see that. Since when did he take that? He took clothes and silver and clothes. Elisha was teaching Shmona Shratzim when this whole story happened. The eight rodents that if they die, they're matame b'mita. Naaman sartzvam elacharam haya mitzora. In the meantime, Naaman in Ara in Syria is mitzora. Amar le'ahi revita the ishtavai mi'arit Yisrael. So the girl from Eretz Yisrael, that's in the story in Malachim bet perak yahei, was captured, says to him, if you go to the Navi in Shamron, he'll heal you. Ki ata amarle ziltful biyardain. He said, go into the Yardain. Amarle achuchik machachet bi. You're laughing at me. That's what he says in there. What? The rivers of Damascus, Amanau, Papar, are greater. Amrile hanu dahavade. So his servants, his men said to him, manafgalachmina, what do you care? Zil nasi, try it out. Azal v'tobi Yardain. He went in, itzi, he got healed. Ata aitile kohani denakin. He said, every one of these, I'm going to give you olives and vineyards and all of that. Well, it's not the he didn't want to take it. Elisha didn't want to take any of it. Gehazi iftar mikame Elisha. Gehazi then left. Azal shakal mayda shakal. He took what he took. Beafkid, and then he was caught. Ata chazi Elisha letzarata meparcha ilave reshe. When he was coming back, Elisha saw Sarat floating above Gehazi's head. That's how he understood what happened. Amar le rasha. Now you've got to take the sachar, meaning the punishment, really, of the shmona shratzim. You should have been involved in studying. Instead, you were off running and noticed that shmona shratzim, you ran after him to get eight things. Even though you only took two, it was eight things he offered us. Sarat namanti bak b'chav v'zarcha li'olam. His sarat will stick with you forever. So, phenomenon sarat kashel again. The Gehazi left white as snow. Now, parenthetically, the famous story about the Mitzorayim, who saved Am Yisrael, who were they? Gehazi and his three sons. Okay, because the curse was that the Tzarat will be with you and your children. Now, this entire next piece is all censored. Although why anybody maintains the Vatican's Girsa is beyond me. It should be in all of our Gemaras. The second thing is that it's about a Yeshu that's not the famous Jesus. That's pretty clear from the timing. What's that story? When Alexander Yanai killed the Rabbanon, they went together to Egypt to run away. When things were quiet, Shimon Shetach, who was Alexander Yanai's brother-in-law, and the only one spared, sent a message to Mitzrayim. Mishalayim to Alexander. Achoti, my sister, my husband is with you and I'm all alone here. Meaning, Shom Prach is there, I want him back. Come So on the way back, they stopped at an inn. Avdele Yakratuva, they gave great honor to Shom Prach, the big rabbi. He said, boy, this is very nice. And he must have said, like the innkeeper, she's very nice. Amrale, this Yeshu said to him, Rebbe, now trutot, her eyes are too round. This is what you're interested in, looking at this woman. Literally, he took out 400 shofarot, but it means that he did a procedure of a shamt and threw him in cherem. After the kamikamazim, then this Yeshu came to him a few times. They stayed at the inn for a little while. Amrali, come on, please accept me back. He wouldn't pay any attention. One day, Yoshua Prachi was saying Kriyat Shema. After the kamik, this Yeshu came before him. Yoshua wanted to accept him. He signaled him with his hands. Who saw him? But he thought, he's pushing me off. I'm finished. He turned a brick upside down, right side up, meaning, and bowed to it. Amarle, then, when he finished Kriyat Shema, he came up to him and said, Hadarbach, duch tu tshuva. You taught me. If you sin and cause others to sin, you can't do tshuva. Who? What's the sin? Yeshu kishef esit v'diach in Israel. That Yeshu, and this is a reference to the famous Yeshu, did wizardry and caused all of Am Yisrael to follow him and do Avodah Zarah. Right? That, of course, goes back to the sugi that we saw in Mem Gimel, and the censored piece there also. Okay, back to the uncensored, the regular version. Tanu Rabbi Shimon Elazar Yetzer Tinok V'Isha comes to Yetzer Hara, to a little kid or to a woman, Tei Smol Dochav Minu Karevet. Keep that balance. Elisha got sick three times. Achad, why did he get sick? We'll see the proof that he got sick three times, but why? Achad shekirat dubim betinokot. If you recall in Malachim Bet, Perak Bet, when Elisha becomes first, right after he heals the waters of Yericho, after Eliyahu leaves him, and he's now got all of this charismatic ability, he's walking up the hill towards Beit El, and kids come out and make fun of him and call him Baldy. He set two bears on them, and they killed these 42 kids. So he was punished for that. One for pushing Gehazi out. And the disease that killed him. Shemar v'Elisha chala et cholyo asher yamut po. Chala, cholyo, asher yamut po. 1, 2, 3. Now, peace on that goes from here. Ad Avraham lo hayah zikna. Until Avraham's day, there was no such thing as getting old. You lived, then you died. Called the chazal Avraham amar Yitzchak. Chazi Yitzchak Amar Avram, since Avram Yitzchak looked alike, people kept confusing them because Avram didn't look any older. Avram Rachami Dulihav Elizikna. So Avram davened that there should be aging. Shema Avram Zaken Baba Yamim. He's the first one to be called Zaken. And so the idea is that he prayed that people should be able to tell a father from a son. Ad Yaakov lo avichulsha. Until Yaakov's day, nobody got sick. You lived, then you died. That wasn't good because you didn't know when the end was coming. Boy, rachamei avichulsha. He davened that there should be sickness. Shedemar. The first one in Tanakh to be called sick. Ad Elisha lo avinish chole shumitpach. Until Elisha's time, there was nobody who got sick and recovered from it. At Elisha, varachamei avinipach. Elisha davened that Hashem should heal him from the sickness. Meaning he got sick with his fatal sickness, meaning he had other sicknesses before that he had recovered from. Okay, a very long podcast. We'll pause at this point and pick it up now with the next Mishnah about Dor Mabul and Dor Palaga in the next podcast. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.